Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Survivor Specialists Alexa and Robert are back. It's a different person. It's him. We've been trying to, I hope McKenna's not listening. I've been trying to have Robert on for the past few weeks, but McKenna is the specialist and we are all the guests at this point. But Robert is here. You and I haven't podcasted together possibly
since. It's been so long.
The South Africa recap.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Which were really fun. It's fun hearing people talk about Survivor South Africa and like reference the one season that I watched. I'm like, I know that person.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thanks. I'm glad my Twitter feed is like 5% better now that
literally 5% better.
South Africa, you know.
Honestly, no higher and no less. But we're excited to be back. Phil is still out. He's either going to be back this week for a recap, which maybe a little bit delayed, but I'll get into that at the end, or he'll be back for next week's prediction. So you are stuck with me for quite a bit of time, but I think everybody's a little happy about that.
What a great person to be stuck with, you know?
Thank you, Robert. What are you thinking of the season so far? How's it going?
I'm enjoying it. I feel like every season since 40, I've been like, we'll see what's going to happen with this season. And then every episode, I'm like, oh yeah, Survivor's so good. I need more.
I love this show. Why do I always complain about it?
Yeah. And then you watch it and you're like, wow, this show's incredible. And I mean, I think I've been seeing some people say like, oh, they're focusing like a little too much. Like, why is there always a backstory? It's always like, here's the reason that I'm here. But like, it's great. Like, I want to see that these people are real people. I want to see what their characters are. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's fantastic. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm really enjoying it too. I think they've found the new school rhythm. It's not even new school. I don't even know what the new era rhythm that they've been trying to hit with 41 and 42, which makes sense. I mean, the fact that it only took them 3 seasons to do so is pretty impressive. But I think I don't know what it is. Maybe they figure the right advantage level. And I think this cast is just super fun. They're really silly. And I'm curious what you think of last week's episode, but to me, it felt so old school with last week's episode because the tribes actually didn't like each other. And that's so fun.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. It brings me back of Cody going to like steal something from the other camp. Like it's just the great moment from Tony and Wu going and stealing stuff from 28. Like that's what I think about. And like, that's one of the things, like the first moments you see of 20 in 28, kind of a tongue twister. It's fantastic. Now, like, it's not just like, oh, haha, we're on Survivor together. It's like, wow, these guys do suck. And like, right. why are they helping this other tribe? Like, what are they colluding against us? That's not cool. So
yeah,
it's fantastic. It's that's actually a really good point that I didn't realize I liked about until you just mentioned it.
Yeah. There's something about like mild pettiness. Like I don't need someone to be like a fully horrible person. I actually don't like when there's seasons like
Right.
But I like a little bit of pettiness and a little bit of being obnoxious.
Bit of drama. I know that like, you know, this isn't like the, you know, I think I like to think that I am better than other reality TV shows, but really like I do want a little bit of drama there. I want a little bit to make me feel something, you know?
Just a tad. Have you been watching The Mole? Not to derail this.
I have not been watching The Mole, but maybe we should podcast about that at a separate time.
I think that'd be fun. You would really like it. It's, I obviously famously do not watch Big Brother. It gives me what I think I want Big Brother to give me. It's like pretty cheesy and like okay strategy, but a ton of challenges.
Okay, interesting. I will have to check that out then.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and they just released the episodes in bulk too, so you could watch like 9 of them tonight.
Perfect.
Unless you had anything better to do.
Anyways, we are a Survivor podcast, as much as The Mole sounds like my next TV show.
Definitely. So we're going to be doing power rankings today. We're going to be power ranking 1 through 14. Robert and I have like probably never done one of these together in our how many years of knowing each other.
We might not have, which is crazy.
So the way the rules work for those of you who are new, we're going to rank the remaining players 1 to 14, 1 being the safest. Leslie, I will never watch Big Brother. I maybe actually would watch it, but the meme has gone on too long where I can't watch it. 14 is who we think is going to go home. So we'll rank 1 through 14. I came with a list. It is a bit unclear if Robert came with a list. Phil usually does.
I came with a list. Don't
worry. Okay. For those of you who miss Phil deciding on the fly, you're not getting that today. You're getting two very prepared conversationalists. Right before we get into this, who do you have to win right now? Who's looking really good? What do you like?
I have to win? Oh, it's too early.
No, sorry. As we get, as you see each person, you can be like this person.
Like every time I'm on a predictions, you guys are like, who are you going to win? Who do you think is going to win? And then I'm like, I should have known better. I should have known better.
My mom was in town this weekend and she's like, do you guess who's going to win at the beginning just based on their pictures? And I'm like, betcha.
Yeah, like you can.
Guess how often I've been right. Never.
Never. Yeah. But the one time you get it right, that's going to feel good.
The conversationalists, Robert and Alexa. That's this new podcast name.
Yeah, it's just us talking about our days and our weekends.
Yeah, which I don't know. There actually could be a market for.
Perhaps. Anyways, I'm just going to start off with my number one here.
Alexa. Please do. Oh, I should probably write this in our Google Doc.
Yes, that I also have the Google Doc open. Anyways, my number one, considering how we had such a great time talking about South Africa, I feel like this, my number one, is a very good like correlation to our South Africa season that we watched. My number one is Cody right now.
Wow, fun.
I think Cody, you know, as much as we thought, like, you know, the person who I don't want to spoil South Africa season 6, but someone who does very well in South Africa season 6 is a lot like Cody. and I was like, going into it, I was like, Cody's not going to do well, but he's doing great on his tribe. He has an idol. I don't think anyone's going to vote him out. Like, yeah, he's silly. But you know what you want on the island when you're there doing nothing for 26 days? You want someone to be silly and make you laugh. He's doing great socially. He has an idol. He's also really strong in challenges. Like, I don't see a reason why he would be voted out, or if he like was a target that he would get voted out. So I think he's good.
I think he's awesome. I was... I don't know what you thought about the raid scene, but I think he really bait and switched the audience well, where he's like, gonna mess it up. He's gonna ask for the machete. And then he ends up pulling his sales hijinks to get
what
more
was
than
so weird up. About that is that he was like, yeah, I'm using negotiation tactics to try to get what I want. And it's like, brother, you could have just taken the machete, right? They have no power here. This is your like advantage. You can just show up and take whatever you want. You don't have to sell them on it, you know?
Right. And I think that I actually don't even know if it was, well, I guess it was negotiation, but I guess he went in pitching with the thing he mildly wants to get them. Yeah. It's called the bait and switch, Jay. It was great, but yeah, he probably could have just asked for that, but
right. There doesn't need to be a mutual agreement on what gets taken here, you know?
Right. Exactly.
It's really funny.
So my number one is the person who probably the only person who thought that he swindled them, which is Carla. So Carla also has an idol. Okay. We're going to have like all the idol people up at the top. Right. Carla's got an idol, and for so long I had her ranked high because she seemed like she was the middle. And now that they've actually gone to tribal council, we've seen Carla kind of easily make the decision to say, I'm not going to vote with the group I originally said. I'm going to get rid of the person and who's going to potentially impact my game in a negative way, cut my losses, and get rid of Lindsay. So I don't see Carla being like loyal to the end in a good way. I don't think she's going to be blindly loyal to the people that she said she is. And I know we didn't end up seeing like whose final decision it was to get rid of Lindsay instead of Gio, but it seemed like some combination of Carla and James. And I had something else I was going to say that I am forgetting.
But
yeah, dude, you're from Idaho. That confessional was hilarious.
Right. That was very good. I also, not to move on too fast, but I have Carla at number two for basically the same reasons. The like recognizing when to cut her ally in Lindsay is a very good skill to have. And like, she has an idol, and also she's on the tribe that like, you know, is winning all the immunity challenges. So like,
yeah,
I think she's good. I think like, I'm putting her below Cody because I think that like Cody is less likely to get blindsided. I feel like there's something about him that he would be like, ah, something's up and I'm going to be on the case. And then he'll be like, fine or something. I feel like they could get like in some small circumstance, they could blindside Carla, but like they're both safe. Like neither of them are going home anytime soon.
Yeah. One and two is pretty similar. I have Gabler at number two because he has an idol and everyone knows about it, and he knows that everyone knows about it. He's also like the
not of Gabler that high.
I had him so low for so long, but the difference with people who are like more likely to go to tribal council, unless they keep helping each other, the red and the yellow teams, is if he goes, like he would play it. But at the same time, this I think is the last vote before the merge. So maybe they'll try to switch some things up, but I think Ellie still thinks that they may be able to get rid of him. In which case he's going to play his idol and that's that. Do I think he is in a good position? Like from a social or strategic perspective? Absolutely not. But I think once this, and this idol's also has a timeline. So he has to play this or else it's useless. So assuming he goes to tribal council.
Yeah, I guess he is good for exactly one more tribal council.
And that's it. Things change.
Right. So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Carla's a good choice for number two.
What is your number three?
Number three, I have maybe switching things up. Number three, I have Jesse. He's one of only two people, like this is only four whole people on that tribe, who doesn't have an advantage. But I think Jesse is in a slightly better position than Cody, is in that he's less. And he has Dwight and he has Cody. So I think he has two different people there. I don't think he has Dwight, but he and Dwight have an open channel of communication. And I think they all seem to be pulling the same amount of weight in challenges now. So I think it would be a matter of getting rid of like who we think will be a threat. And I think people are going to point to Cody, or they're going to point to Noelle, or they're going to point to Dwight because Dwight came out hot. Dwight's a very clear strategist. I think people are going to look at Jesse as like, oh yeah, he's just the guy who's around, which is great positioning for him.
I agree. I have Jesse higher up. He's my number four, but basically the same reasons, right? I don't know how to like, I was going to go after anyways. My number three is Noelle. I think Noelle is still a kick-ass in challenges. And right, what tribe is she on?
She's on the red tribe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on that tribe and you have four people left, you don't want to lose anymore. And Noelle has proven that she is the hell of the athlete that we thought she could have been in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she's a killer out there. So I think she's fine. Like she has the advantage. I forget which advantage that she hit.
I think she has a steal of vote, which is way better. She has a steal of vote,
which again, isn't like the craziest advantage in the world, but it's still something. If you're at a two, actually, I think like in every other like denomination of votes, like it breaks a 2-2 tie. It would tie a 3-1. If you get down to three, like, you know, a 2-1 that helps out. So, I mean, we're at the tribe number counts where a steal a vote really matters, even though it's not like, you know, as strong as an idol or anything.
It carries a lot with four people.
It carries a lot with four and it carries a lot with three. So at least for now, I think she's fine.
Mm-hmm. And definitely. Then
number four, I have Jesse for the same reasons. I think socially, like, you know, he's in the middle of everything and he's proven that every episode so far.
Totally. My number four is Cody, who you already mentioned. I think I'm definitely past thinking like, oh yeah, Cody's so wild. Like he would get voted out with his idol. I think he's a lot more aware and much better player than he's portraying himself as, which is the sign of a really, really good player. He has that idol. He's not aware of Noelle's vote steal. That's what's making this really interesting, this group of four. There's two people with advantages, but if one thing gets messed up, the wrong person's going to go home. So I want them to go to tribal because it's going to be super intense, I don't want them to go because I really like all four.
I do like all of them. I really like the Red Tribe.
Yeah. They've become a weird little ragtag family.
Which, you know what, is what I like to see in Survivor. I like the ragtag groups.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you go ahead next.
Number five.
Who was your number four again?
Four was Jesse. Oh, Noelle and Jesse were three and four.
Gotcha. Okay, hit me with your five.
My five? Okay, my five is Owen.
Nice.
I think that Baka Tribe, like Vessi, I feel is like the most likely to go to Tribal Council, and then Baka Tribe, the Yellow Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
I think Owen's safe. I think in the preview we saw that he's like the third person to get the Beware advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was a little concerned with him preseason because like I'm always scared of like the people's champion of like the people that are like on Reddit in the podcast world.
The people's champion.
But I think he is at least in a good enough spot to make it to the merge and not like be someone that flames out a little bit early. So I think he's doing fine. I don't have much more to say other than that. But yeah.
I think Owen's been great. He's done a really good job of like managing his place in the game and kind of being with the guys and with the girls, but not committing to anyone, which I think is really good. Right. I have Cassidy at number five, which is probably quite high for someone who got their name written down, but they got their name written down by somebody who everybody else allegedly can't stand out of nowhere, right. Which felt like manufactured drama a little bit, but I think Cassie's in a really good position. She knew she was getting her name written down by Gio and still was like talking to him and like playing it very cool. And then ends up being a part of the majority that gets rid of Lindsay. So I think Cassidy and Carla were seeing as being really, really tight. And I think this opened up a few other doors for her. So
I mean, she played like having her name be on the chopping block better than Lindsay did when Lindsay's name wasn't on the chopping block.
Exactly. Right? Literally.
So, like Cassidy, I have her pretty high up, not enough where I can spoil immediately, but like she's doing well. She has clearly like been able to handle the stress for like the first time getting voted out or potentially being voted out, which I think is, you know, a time where a lot of people fail on Survivor. And yeah, I think she's doing great. If you're on the winning tribe and we don't really know who you are, that's a good place to be. So
yeah. And you bring up a really good point. I'm watching Philippines right now, and it's like people who are the decoy vote, or not even the decoy vote, but are the number two vote. It's hard to do that. Like it's hard to actually be okay with that. And she didn't really seem to bat an eyelash at it. Very like cool and calm. So really impressed with her.
Cool.
What's
number six?
My number six is Owen. So we sort of already spoke to him, but yeah, I think he also, it was a really quick flash, but I think he might also be one of the people, or no, it's Sammy who goes to Exile Island or whatever it is. Owen possibly finds a Beware advantage. Owen does a great job of balancing the conflicting opinions on his tribe, proving to be pretty good in challenges. I think he's very well-rounded and kind of similar to everyone else you've mentioned, except for Cody, playing like very cool, like not under the radar, but not on the radar.
He's just there. He's just hanging out.
But he's
also great. Also
knows he's there. Yeah, totally.
My number six, we're going to get into the zone of all the people who we haven't really met yet. this yep. is at number six, I have James.
That was my seven. Sorry. Go ahead.
That was your seven. All right. James. Yeah. Like he's great. I don't know a lot about him. That's fine. That's good. You're on the winning tribe. We're fine. We'll see you in four episodes.
And he's voting. Has voted one time.
Has voted correctly. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Done. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say, really.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate we haven't gotten much from him. And like, we got, it was his birthday like 2 weeks ago, and it was like, yay, it's James's birthday, but Carla's gonna tell us about it. Yeah. Which is always like, yeah, I assume pretty tough. Yeah, James was my number seven, kind of for a similar reason. It's tough with that winning tribe because it was like, Gio is a mastermind, like out of pretty much nowhere. So I do have that, and then Lindsay had a meltdown pretty much out of nowhere. So I'm nervous for James. Maybe he could be like, James is getting too confident. But he seems to be really, really good. We haven't had a reason to see that. He's voting with this larger group. So I think James is fine.
Cool. And then my number seven, here is where I put Cassidy. I think, like, I am, like, a little concerned for her because, like, yeah, we had all those things that we talked about. But she was the vote at one point, right? Which is, like, kind of not a good thing. So that means that there's some reason for the rest of her tribe to target her. But she has shown that she can play well if she's the target. So again, totally, they're on the winning tribe. What can you do? Right.
I know. It's really, again, I'm watching Philippines and they give so much attention to the tribes that aren't Matt Singh. And it's really refreshing. Like, you go into that merge knowing so much about the dynamics of, I guess, more the yellow tribe, that Tandang than Calabao, but still, you know more. Like, we don't know anything about this blue tribe.
Yeah. I mean, how dare they not lose more so we know about them for 5 more minutes, you know?
that's why Bessie and Baka teamed up, because they were like, the people need to know.
Yeah, they're really doing us a service. So yeah, thanks everybody else.
Okay, pass me. Go to your eight.
Okay, my eight is Ryan.
Got it.
They're on the blue tribe. They're winning. They're in the middle. Cool. We're good.
Good for Ryan. Love that for him. My number eight is Noelle, which I guess is pretty low for somebody who I think is not going to go home. But there's only like so many spots. I think Noelle is fine. I think the guys being Jesse and Cody, I think they really like her. I think they like doing challenges with her. She's got that advantage. I'm a little nervous about it just with the makeup of the group and the fact that Cody is an idol. But I think if anything, it would be like Dwight who gets stray bulleted rather than her having a backfire on her. And I don't think that the three of them would completely try to blindside her, because I don't think Dwight, Jesse, and Cody fully trust them that well. You know?
And I think that they are still in the mindset that if they lose another challenge, that they still are going to try to want to keep the tribe strong.
Yeah, definitely. Because
you can't just be like, oh yeah, we'll throw another one and then like have two people going into the merge, right? That's a, you know, one in three chance of getting out pre-jury, and that's not cool, right?
Definitely not. We're not
gonna risk that. So
yeah. All right, go to your nine.
Your nine. My nine, I have Sammy.
All right.
We've gotten to know a little bit more about him. The bad thing for him, this isn't the worst thing in the world, but he's not on the blue tribe. He's not on Coco. And that's bad. And I maybe this is just me and I don't pay attention to him as much as I should. He just kind of seems like I'm young, I cremate pets, look at me go. And it's like, all right, like, are you gonna, maybe I've missed something else, but like, what else are we getting from him, you know?
Yeah, I think he's funny. I like his energy, and I think he's smarter than we're like people think. I think people hear 19 and they just like totally write him off. But yeah, from a strategic standpoint, I don't really know where he stands.
I think it's funny every single time that there's a young person on Survivor, they're like, yeah, I'm 19, so I'm gonna say that I'm 20 because that's gonna make a difference. And it's like, no, man, yeah, you really got that one extra year. That's what made the difference for me, right?
I know. And the like, when I logged on Twitter a few days ago, everyone was like having a blast being like, this 19-year-old did a TikTok dance. Apparently did a TikTok dance.
He did. Someone said he hit the gritty, and I was like, I know what that means, but I don't do
good for I, you. I had to like, Google it, and then I found Mac Jones doing it. Go Pats.
Cool.
But
yeah,
go Pats. Yeah. And I was like, oh, so but at the same time, like they were like, oh yeah, this guy's trying to seem like he's older. A 22-year-old is still a Gen Z-er. So like, yeah. 19 versus 22, you're still.
I just want to say, Alexa, we should keep track because that's the second time that we've podcasted together, and you're like, "What's this thing all the young people are doing? I don't get it.
Oh,
why
God,
are they
wearing
Crocs?
What was the other one?
It was wearing Crocs. It was like, why does Noelle have Crocs?
That's so true. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why Crocs are back. I'm a little
judgmental. You're doing it again.
I'm doing it again.
I'm saying you can do it. I'm just saying I'm trying to defend you here.
As I plummet towards my 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways. So yeah, Sammy Hit the Gritty. It was pretty cool if you knew what it was, I guess.
Yeah. He looked like he did it well. The camera like purposely only like barely touched it.
There's a really good chance that the editors didn't even know what they were doing. They were just dancing. Cool. Right.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, no way. I don't even know what they do. I don't know the TikToks either. I'm just giving shit.
I have a TikTok, but then I delete it like once a week. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's fine.
You did your nine. Okay. My number nine is going to be Ellie. She's pretty much just low because I think she thinks she's on top right now, and that is not a good position to be in. However, I think when a tribe like theirs like goes to tribal council early and then continues to not go, there's a lot of time for like opinions to change. And she probably, by the time if they ever do go to tribal council, probably won't be gunning for Gabler at the rate that she has been. But that's why I have her pretty low. But she is a really, really good in these puzzles. She and Janine are a great combo. She's proven to be like a pretty good narrator so far. So I have Ellie at number nine for that reason.
Okay. What's your number 10? My number 10 is
Gabler. Yeah, I'm trying to decide. I might switch some things.
My number 10 is Gabler. I originally had him a little lower, but you did say that, like, because I forgot. I was like, oh, his idol expires last week. But no, it didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think that him having an idol really means that he's going to go home. Because I feel like he just kind of says things and then doesn't do them. When he was like, I deserve to lose my shot in the dark tonight, so I'm not going to play it. Right? He could just not play his idol. I feel like it would be pretty easy for like his tribe to get one over on him if they really wanted to. I mean, that being said, he still has it, right? Like, I feel like it's a pretty easy logical step to be like, oh, this is the last time I have my idol. I saw Chris Noble lose. I'm going to play my idol. So
yeah,
I think he's good. He's still like not in a good position socially. They could sneak one over him if they wanted
to. They definitely could. I agree with you. It's like the social standing does carry a lot in comparison to having an idol. Because if no one tells you you're in trouble, then why play it?
How are you going to figure it out? Right.
I'm going to put Dwight at my number 10. So I guess this implies that I think yellow or blue is going to go to tribal rather than the red tribe. I have Dwight the lowest on the red tribe. However, there's only four of them. So it like someone has to be there. I think Dwight, I just don't really know who he's aligned with. It seems to be like he's working with Noelle, but I could totally see him going to Jesse and trying to blow Noelle up. And then maybe that gets him in trouble in the process because he doesn't have any super tight allies. So he's probably okay. But I have him low for now. And I think getting to the merge, he would actually do really well.
I do think that he does a lot better if he gets to the merge, but mm-hmm. that is a big if.
Big ol' if.
My number 11 is Janine.
Okay.
I think Janine, maybe I should have put her higher. I just like, if it kind of feels like she's like still on the outskirts of everything on the yellow tribe. Not getting the heat that Ellie is getting. I still have her a bit lower. I still have Ellie a bit lower. I mean, not that we're at the top or anything, but
yeah.
It kind of feels like Janine and Gabler are in the same spot to me, and Janine doesn't have the idol. So
yeah,
there you go. I got to put the idol above a little bit.
Yeah. I think Janine's in a little bit of trouble this week. I have Ryan at number 11, which is quite low. But his one super tight ally that we know of almost went home this week and only didn't because someone else blew up their own game. Yeah. We're also heading towards the merge. So I think somebody being good in challenges is not as important as it was a few weeks ago. So I think I don't really know how many defenders he's going to have if this group tries to vote out someone other than Gio again. And I feel like you see that, like it's other than like a charisma situation, people switch their votes a lot of time if someone goes to tribal. So I don't think Gio would be in like a ton of trouble. But I do have Gio last on the tribe, so.
I also have Gio last on that tribe. my number 12, in fact, is Gio. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I mean, blue tribe, he's on the blue tribe. Good job. You chose the correct tribe to be on. But like, it doesn't feel like he is as much of the mastermind of everything as he is telling us that he is. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting everyone else being like, oh, Gio's running everything. Like, should we just put him out? like Carl is obviously onto him. He doesn't have an idol. He does have Ryan, which is cool. But it's still like, I don't know. I think Ryan being the only good ally in a tribe of five, like you still need one more person. And I feel like that last person would be hard to get. But again, he's on the winning tribe. So that's really good. And I think that, there are perhaps two other tribes that are in a lot more danger, not just like marginally more danger. So.
Yeah, I agree with you there. My number 12 is going to be Sammy. I think, and I like think Sammy's doing really well, but I think just the way that this tribe is breaking up is it seems like the guys versus the girls. And I think it's Janine or Sammy who could get in trouble. Cause I think Owen is completely safe. And I think instead of getting really rid of Ellie, they'd go for Janine and maybe they would vote for Gabler and he would nullify. He would, you know, get rid of those votes and they'd vote for Sammy, or they would try to get Gabler to play his idol and actually just end up voting out Sammy instead. Similar to the Ryan situation, I don't think challenge strength really matters the way that it did a few weeks ago. So I do have Sammy in a bit of trouble.
I think challenge strength doesn't matter for Coco and Baca, but I think it has to matter for Vessi.
Yeah.
Because you going down to three is like really hard if you still have one more like tribal challenge to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you have five left and there's two vote outs, it's like you can wiggle your way out of that one. But getting down to two left before the merge is not a situation I'd want to try to make it through.
Yeah, you don't want it. Three people is entering like some of the worst tribes.
Danger zone. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be in a Matt Singh situation. Yeah.
So which number did you just do?
I just did 12 for Sammy.
You did 12? Okay. I will just do my 13 and 14 back to back. My 13, I have Ellie. I think like, yeah, she looks like she like is understanding like the tribe dynamics pretty well and how to navigate them. I still feel like she's taking the most heat and it's not like the, oh, Ellie's the big villain that we got to take down next episode. It's just like, oh, here's like a little hint of what could happen. And I feel like that little hint is usually like, you know, that's the amount of danger that they are foreshadowing us for her to be in that like is actually dangerous for us.
Yeah. I think we're getting like a mild villain, like a Bradley kind of thing from her, where it could be like,
it's like the pre-merge villain, right?
The pre-merge villain. Right, you're completely right. Go ahead.
Oh no, you go.
I'll finish my note. I have Gio at 13, Janine at 14. I know I just said that people usually don't vote for the same person twice, but if Gio is the way that we're seeing him play as, and if he does only have one ally, the blue tribe might want to say, we need to stay strong because the other tribe's ganging up against us. So let's get rid of the one person who we don't really trust. Mm-hmm. And with Janine, I feel like if they don't, or if they want to like disarm Ellie, they're going to get rid of Janine. We've heard so little from her and it totally sucks. She could just
catch a stray and just be like, oh, sorry, we didn't have enough time for you. See you later.
Exactly. Like they might all vote for Gabler. He negates all those votes and then he votes for Janine or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
We have a pretty similar bottom though.
Yeah, I actually didn't get to say my 14. My 14 is Dwight.
Oh, okay.
He is, I think he's a great player. I think he is the most on the outs on the tribe that is most likely going to lose. So
great point.
And they need to keep strength. I feel like Jesse is in the mix of everybody. Cody and Noelle, like they are the challenge threats or challenge assets right now. Yeah, we're not past the merge. The challenge assets right now that like they're gonna need to like not have to go down to two before the merge. And if what you were saying earlier, and Dwight's trying to go back to Jesse who divorced him. And then be like, hey, can we like renew our vows or something and then get get someone else back and try to get Noelle out? I feel like that's hard. That's a hard bargain to drive. So
I think so, too. I am also a little sick of the divorce puns. We're getting a lot of them.
We were good at like one. We had one and I was like, that's it. The jokes are done. We're fine. We are free of the marriage puns.
We did it, but oh God, no, we are not.
No, we're not. It's going to be, I think every single episode Dwight's in, we're going to get another one just to remind us, you know?
Yeah.
But what you said earlier, if Dwight makes it to the merge, he's going to do fantastic. He's just in the danger zone right now. So
yeah.
Good luck, Dwight.
Good luck. Hope, wishing you all the best.
Yeah, all the best from our family to yours. Merry Christmas. Wow. Or something.
Merry Christmas.
It's like Halloween season. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah. So we've just rounded out all of our power rankings. Anything else about the season you want to mention before you probably come back for a random month when I message at 2 a.m. saying, please come on this podcast?
No, I think I appreciate that CBS is like taking the feedback of being like, oh, everyone's saying that they're talking too much about advantages. We want more character stuff. And they're giving it to us. And I love it. Survivor's great. I don't mind the 26 days, whatever. I like, who cares if like the lower third is a different number?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm getting good TV. I get to watch Cody and his tattoo, which I think is hilarious. Everyone's great. It's Survivor. I'm just glad it's back.
Yeah. They're doing really well. That's a good point about the 26 days. I feel like I don't notice it the way that I had the previous seasons, but
like the yeah. Board gamer in me is like, how dare they change it? This is sacrilege. But like, whatever, man. The TV is it's a good TV show. TV show fun. I my monkey brain likes watching it. You know,
exactly. It's here and it's entertaining.
It's a great show.
It is a great show. No matter how much we complain about it, we really love it, and especially loving it this season.
Exactly. There we go.
So we are going to be back this week. There is a chance that we do not podcast on Wednesday. And if we do, it probably wouldn't be the combination of me and Phil. So we'll let you know what's going on. I just had my work
let
brain
on. Let us know
on.
Who we're going to be podcasting.
Let me know.
Everybody else.
Sincerely, Alexa. So someone will be live on Wednesday after the episode. Phil, for those of you who are patrons, patreon.com/survivorspecialist. You can be a $5, $10, $1, $20 patron. We still have a bunch of content out there for you. We have the challenge. We have Amazing Race. Phil does his own post-show recap. So now's a great time to become a patron. I'm sorry for those of you who listen on iTunes and Spotify. It is always Phil's job. Phil and I have different jobs with like the behind-the-scenes stuff. Phil's job is uploading that, and I completely forgot to do it because he's out. So I'm going to do this right after this episode. I am extremely sorry.
I just want to let you know, Alexa, I'm also a Spotify listener. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Robert. Thank you so much. I got yelled at, which is appropriate. But still, I will do so. Perfect. Thanks, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday.
Adios.
I have to hit the end broadcast button.